I didn't hand one out last week, so I put it on the back of this one. Or maybe that's the front and this is on the back, I'm not sure. But anyway, the first one is on the number three, dealing with the first cell. And we are looking at various arguments against evolution, and this section is that life, biological life, is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origins. It is too complex. And so number three then, the first cell, this goes through, we had just seen before that proteins forming into amino acids have to have oxygen to survive, but can't form if oxygen is present. So you can't get there from here. You know, it's just impossible. Number three then, the first cell, this is assuming then that you could somehow get these amino acids and the proteins together. If that did happen, there is not the remotest reason to believe they would ever form a membrane-encased, self-reproducing, self-repairing, metabolizing living cell. That's just too much. And then tonight, barriers, buffers, and chemical pathways. Sounds like one of the new reality shows on TV. Two main points here. One, barriers and buffers. The other, chemical pathways. Living cells contain thousands of different chemicals. Back when Darwin was formulating his theory, he said, well, the very simple one-celled creatures just formed. That was because he thought they were simple, because he didn't know. Now we have all these means, electron microscopes, all these things, we can get down there to actually look at things on a molecular level. And over the years, they've been checking all these things out, and it's, you know, been amazing discovery. What they've found is that simple one-celled creature is amazingly complex. So it contains literally thousands of different chemicals, some acidic, some basic. You remember your litmus paper from your science classes? And you dip it in and it turned, red or blue? And one was acid.
Red
is acidic, and the blue is a base. So acidic or basic. And these will react. One against the other. Many chemicals would react with others were it not for an intricate system of chemical barriers and buffers. In other words, you put two of these together and it would just eat the cell up. So those two can't get together. And they have a little membrane or they have some sort of other chemical that is a referee, keeps them apart. They don't fight. If living things evolved, then it must be that these barriers and buffers must also have evolved, but not just over here someplace, and then they got to meet the living cell over here. It all had to happen together, just at the right time to prevent harmful chemical reactions. So at every stage where there's a possible danger, it had to evolve this buffer and this barrier. So how could such precise, seemingly coordinated, virtually miraculous events have happened, not just once, but for each of millions of species? Isn't this asking a little too much for us to swallow? This delicate chemical balance upon which life depends, as explained by biologist Terence R. Mundy. The second argument here is concerning the chemical pathways. All living organisms are maintained by thousands of chemical pathways, each involving a long series of complex chemical reactions. Now, I don't know what all those are, but one example is the clotting of blood. I think Dr. Mike had mentioned this, they call it a cascade or something like that. And see, I thought, you know, my simple thinking is you get cut, and then when it's exposed to air, it automatically clotted. No, that's not it. There's a signal that comes when the blood is lost. It goes in, chemicals are put forth, and it's a chemical that clots your blood. But if that chemical was just, you know, just given, then all of a sudden you turn into this statue with clotted blood all over your body and you die. So this is a, you know, a potentially dangerous and yet life-saving procedure. He points out here the clotting of blood, which involves 20 to 30 steps, because it goes down certain steps and then it goes back and checks the first step, and it's a thing that just goes back and forth, safeguard after safeguard after safeguard. And it's absolutely vital to healing a wound, however, or else all your blood would just seep out. It wouldn't close up. However, clotting could be fatal if it happened inside the body, as I mentioned. Now, 20 to 30 steps. Omitting one of the many steps or inserting an unwanted step or altering the timing of a step, fifth step before third step, would probably cause death. If one thing goes wrong, all the earlier marvelous steps that worked flawlessly were in vain. So try to imagine that it's evolving and all of these steps are proceeding in exactly the right order, with exactly like looking ahead saying, uh-oh, well, if this doesn't happen, then this is going to be bad. All designed, all coordinated. And it's just crazy to imagine that something so complex just happened. Evidently, these complex pathways were created as an intricate, highly integrated system. This is from Michael Behe's book, Darwin's Black Box, in the chapter called Molecular Machines, where down at the molecular level, which Darwin didn't know about, these things are doing stuff. He talks about in his book a one-celled creature that has an inboard motor and a little curved flagellum that rotates as a propeller, and it, I don't know, but it swims through the fluid with this thing, and it actually, this little hair, this little propeller, is attached to a, kind of a three-sided block, and then the muscles start pushing here, and it actually spins in this little socket, and it goes, no, but it goes across, and he has little skiers behind him. It's just really amazing. But it's a machine. It's a thing that one part of it is missing, and it doesn't work, and the thing dies. So it all had to come together just right. All right. Way too complex to happen by accident.